The 2010s didn't end well for air quality in Pittsburgh. December saw six of the most unhealthy days the region has seen in the past decade. Oliver Morrison, the environment and health reporter at publicsource.org, talked to county leaders about what this could mean for air quality in the coming decade.
Air pollution is trending downward across Allegheny County, but in 2019, that trend was disrupted. First by two fires at the Clairton Cokeworks, and then two extreme temperature inversions. That's when warmer air lays on top of cooler air and traps the air pollution. The inversion during the week of Christmas caused high levels of air pollution across the county. Jim Kelly, the county's deputy director of environmental health, says they will get worse with climate change.
So a strong inversion, say, starts around 5 degrees difference. We were reading 12 and 13. That's exceptionally strong.
Air quality advocates say the health department should have been prepared for an event like this.
Show us that you take your name, the Allegheny County Health Department, seriously. And we are angry about the job you're doing with that. Thank you.
That's Mark Dixon, an air quality activist, outside the city county building earlier this month. He and around 100 other protesters expressed outrage over the holiday pollution. Kelly spoke directly to the protesters' concerns at a Department of Health board meeting later.
You know, I recognize the efforts in the rally today, and I see your signs, you know, clean air now. Clean air doesn't happen now. It doesn't happen immediately.
He says it takes a while to write new regulations, wait for the fixes, check for compliance, take corrective actions, and then, eventually, the air quality improves.
If someone waved a magic wand and the most stringent regulations in the country were put here, as well as the most overwhelming enforcement today, it would be years before you saw the results of that.
He points to the work the health department started doing in 2014 to reduce industrial pollution. It took a few years to show results. Then in 2018, he says, the air in the region was cleaner than it had ever been. But the temperature inversions and industrial fires stopped that progress. Kelly says the health department doesn't have the resources to both tackle unexpected events and fully address everyday pollution. So he's had to shift staff around. That means one of his priorities hasn't happened. The department was supposed to set stricter regulations on emissions that escape from coke ovens in Clairton. This would help reduce hydrogen sulfide emissions that make the air smell like rotten eggs. Rachel Filippini, the executive director for the Group Against Smog and Pollution, wants to know when she can expect action.
Look, the air quality program made a commitment of May of 2018. Here it is, January 2020. I have seen no progress on this. How patient are we supposed to be?
Filippini says the county's air quality improvements have not been felt equally. The air in the Mon Valley is among the unhealthiest in the country. And while it has gotten better in fits and starts, the improvement has been slower than in the rest of the county. That feels unfair to Art Thomas, a Clairton resident for 70 years. His wife has cancer that he blames on air pollution. He told the Board of Health at their January meeting that its steady progress is still leaving residents like him behind.
If I go outside and I burn some garbage, burn leaves, burn papers, whatever, cop comes by, I better put a potato on that fire or something. Otherwise, I'm going to get fined or they're going to make me put my fire out. Now, Clairton Mills out here killing people, and I'm actually talking about killing people. And don't nobody say nothing to them.
But Allegheny County Executive Rich Fitzgerald says the county is spending more money on air quality than ever before.
They've had more resources when it comes to people who go out and do enforcement, more technicians, more engineers, more legal staff to be able to, you know, go through this very complicated bureaucratic legal process that they've got to go through.
Ultimately, do you feel like it is the county executive's role to just take full responsibility for what happens?
Well, if I could, but they've got there's processes in place. So we've created a government that has a board of health, that has a county council. So any regulations or enforcement that is done needs to go through a process.
Air quality advocates like Filippini complain that Fitzgerald isn't speaking out forcefully enough, especially at the meetings after the Clairton fires.
I don't recall seeing the county executive at those meetings, meeting with people, really hearing people, looking people in the eye and hearing their concerns. But when U.S. Steel makes an announcement about a big investment at a press conference, he is certainly there. So to me, that is showing where his priorities lie, and I think that really needs to change.
Fitzgerald says that he has talked to Clairton residents and does go to environmental events when he's invited. He thinks his support of U.S. Steel exemplifies this.
One of my big roles isn't to just, you know, be an activist, if you will. It's really about bringing people together and finding solutions in common ground. So, you know, when U.S. Steel announced that they were going to do a $1 billion investment to improve air quality in Braddock, I went to that.
The health department is hiring several new staff. Within the next year, Kelly says, the department will update its regulations to address the new weather patterns brought by climate change. He's wanted to make this change for years. And eventually, Kelly says, the county will make its coke oven regulations more stringent, but it will take time.
We're in motion now, and I want to say that we're picking up speed.
For the Allegheny Front and PublicSource.org, I'm Oliver Morrison.